But they know that angel came down from heaven and rolled that stone back and sat on it. They know that. And when they woke up, he was gone. So they didn't have any doubt about something happening there that they witnessed. They went and told about it. What are we going to do? What did they tell those elders? They reported to the chief priest everything that had happened. So everything they saw, reported it. They confessed it. They testified to it. They bore witness to it. They believed it. They knew it. Here the disciples are bowing to Jesus and doubting it at the same time. But they differed because of the calling of God. Well, let's see some similarities later. Maybe that'll help explain it. Then Jesus drew near and spoke to them, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth is given to me. Go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to keep everything whatsoever I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen." Now, the last three verses are obviously just a summary of the things that transpired after that, including them going out to the world preaching, which didn't happen until after they were born again. They didn't go start preaching right now. For some reason, Matthew just crunches it down and finishes writing. He doesn't go into the book of Acts events the way Luke does, because Luke is the one that wrote Acts. Acts is the second half of Luke. All right, now let's see Mark. Start at the point Jesus did. Then Jesus, letting out a great cry, gave up the spirit. And the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion, who had been standing in front of him, saw him cry out like this and give up the spirit, he said, "Truly, this man was a son of a God." Now there were women also looking on from a distance, among whom were both Maria the Magdalene and Maria the mother of little James, Jacobus again, and Joseph and Salome. These also, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered to him, along with many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. Question is this same question. Why were these women, who obviously loved Jesus, not rejoicing that the debt for their sin was being paid, because they didn't know it was being paid? Mark 15:42 now. This is the human part. "And as it was already late, and since it was the preparation which precedes the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a prominent member of the council, who himself also was awaiting the kingdom of God, went and entered in boldly to Pilate and requested Jesus' body. But Pilate was amazed that he was already dead. He summoned the centurion and asked him if he had been dead long. And when he had ascertained from the centurion that it was so, he granted the body to Joseph." And here's the human part. "And having purchased fine linen, when he had taken him down, he wrapped him in the linen and laid him in a tomb that had been hewn out of a rock, and then he rolled a stone up to the entrance of the tomb." Isn't the same question? What would Joseph of Arimathea have done differently for his wife if she had died, or for anyone else whom he loved? "And Maria the Magdalene and Maria the mother of Joseph observed where he was laid." Same question. This indicates they loved who was in that sepulcher, but it does not indicate that they believed Jesus would rise in 3 days. Chapter 16, "And when the Sabbath was over," this is the third day now, "when the Sabbath was over, Maria the Magdalene and Maria the mother of James and Salome purchased fragrant oils that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning of the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they came to the tomb, and they were saying to each other, 'Who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb for us?' For it was very large. But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had already been rolled away." Now, they wanted the stone moved for them so that they could enter the tomb, not so Jesus could get out of it. There was nothing miraculous about these women looking up and seeing the stone rolled away. The miracle is what God did, not what they did. And when they entered the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe.